All right, gentlemen, that takes care of all the seating business. We've got one table till, again, to June the 20th. So now we'll go to old business. And our first case is 11,771. Let me pull that out.
And Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I recognize I was not at this hearing, but this one, from what I could gather from looking at the record and listening to the audio on it, seemed like there's some unique history on it. And I had discussed this with Ms. Cornwell earlier today to clarify what variances were being sought, because there had been some variances granted in, I believe, 1993. And some of what is being sought, I believe two of the variances that are actually sought by this one are actually kind of amendments to a variance that had been granted in 93, and in that the new survey had shown that the amount being sought was actually a little less than what had been granted then, but we had a new survey that showed it.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that was a newer one, and this one, again, was a little unique because it's kind of got two road frontages.
Mm-hmm.
From my looking at the record, it was a little tough to parse through, and when I listened to it, it also was again. So I just kind of wanted to make sure that was clear to the board, because it certainly had a unique history to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been variances on that.
Yes, before. Yes, there were.
Right.
There
mm-hmm.
was variances granted in 93 for
the front yard setback and the rear yard setback.
Right,
correct. Yep. 7.5 from the front.
Yep.
And that was from a 25 foot front yard setback, which I believe is a little different than what we have now. And then there was a 14.9 foot variance from the rear.
Okay.
Yep, we have had. I
wanted to make sure it was clear in my head, because I didn't know what happened at the last one. So.
So what's doing that, I guess, is this enclosure, correct?
Mm-hmm.
When he encloses it, then we've got another variance on top of the.
Correct. The there is a slight expansion to the east with the deck. And the front deck is being, a portion of the front deck is being enclosed now with a porch, but the porch isn't, I don't know that that's so much as the issue as the steps coming off of the porch,
right.
Which
right.
is actually kind of what the new variance is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there's a slight modification in the existing variances, which is encapsulated in this application, just because the new survey really gives us a better picture where it is than the one from 1993.
Right.
So I think the only thing that's really new here is the
steps.
The 16.3 foot for the steps.
Okay. Mr. Whitman, nothing? Okay.
No.
All right. Mr. Hudson? The public?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, this came up the last hearing and Mr. Rickard wasn't here, so we waited for him to return.
Yeah.
Because he had tabled it.
Right.
Okay.
And I went over it all again and listened to it, because you tabled it because of the fact that I wasn't here.
That's correct.
And I think...
the application was tabled at the last meeting.
Right.
So
right.
You were all present at the last meeting.
Right. But I think Mr.
Correct.
Sharp refreshed my memory with
but the meeting before, I do believe.
How he
right, but this
went over everything.
Application was heard at the last meeting.
Right.
Yeah, but the table was one before that, though.
So the only thing I was correct on is Mr. Rickard tabled it.
Yeah, he tabled it.
Yeah, he tabled
right
it.
Right.
There we go.
I tabled
wasn't
it.
Here. That's right.
Yeah, you tabled it at the last meeting.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to say. I guess I'm going to believe
on. Okay. So, Mr. Rickard?
Well, like I said, I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Workman, you didn't.
I don't have a problem
no,
with
I
it.
No, I don't. Mr. Mills?
No,
and
it's
Mr.
not much more than we've already approved.
All right. Then Chair will entertain a motion then. It seems that the consensus of the board.
All right.
Mr. Rickards.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,771.
Okay.
Certainly... we're looking at, survey here. At the uniqueness of the property, of course, is showing the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That's what he's asking for. And the practical difficulty hasn't been created by him because of the fact that he's just trying to put steps on there and enclose the variance that he's had before on the porch. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,771. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,771 is approved. Okay, next case.